And I would add to, we didn't, you know, at the outset, we were going through introductions and it's unfortunate we actually didn't get a moment to talk about the successes and the history of each of the individuals here and the success in business and those types of ventures over the years. With that, I would say to everyone that is out there, come to the meeting on Sunday. Come and introduce yourself and meet Tony, meet Michael, speak to Wally, you know, talk to me, talk to other folks that have been in and around the development of this project and idea, and get a sense of who we have here at the table and what it is that we're going to be doing, because there's a tremendous amount of experience, leadership and success sitting here at the table, as well as the other individuals that are out there that are a part of the PJ Woodlands team. And also, you know, Wakivia, and Kevin's not here, and he's also another gentleman who's been very successful. That would be my sort of closing statement, is to come to the meeting on Sunday if you have the opportunity, 10 a.m. Come down and listen to what it is that's going to be said, and also please meet everyone that's here and pick their brains and understand what it is that we are hoping to do and trying to do.
Okay, thank you. You have any other closing statements you'd like?
This is Tony Berger, and I just want to say thank you, Joe, for putting this on tonight. You did a great job hosting this. And so thank you, and thank you, Chairman, for inviting me again to your community. And I'd just like to say that I hope people will take the chairman's advice and come out and introduce themselves to us, if you haven't met me already, on Sunday at 10 a.m., because I want to meet and become as familiar with you as you hopefully want to be with me. So thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks. I'd just like to parrot the chairman's sort of reach out to everyone. Come out to the meeting and talk to us. There's a lot we can say about our own experience, but also about the project, too. And I'd look forward to talking to anyone.
And me as well. Thank you, Joe and Mr. Chairman. I think it's important. I've been involved in economic development with Indian tribes for almost all of my life, and I think what we're doing here is one of the most important functions that the tribal government can play, is getting it good information to your membership and letting them make up their own mind whether they, you know, believe us or not. You know, some will, some won't. But I hope that as we move along and you share more and more information with the members of our tribe, that we'll win a lot of people over, I think, because we're not trying to do something sinister with regard to the environment or our people. And I appreciate the time to be able to come in here and provide some information.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for taking the time to be here and explaining the presentation that you're going to be making, and inviting the people to be at the meeting on Sunday, 10 o'clock, you said, at Neighborhood Facilities, gymnasium?
Yep.
Okay. So people who have like to meet these gentlemen and talk some more details and ask some more questions, I encourage you to please do so. As the media, I love to play my role. And I thank you for being here and talking candidly about your ideas and values and projections and projects and hopes and dreams. So with that, I'd like to thank Chance Carpenter for being on hand as our studio engineer. And there's Manuel Matz in the background there too, and he was on hand. And Manuel Sanchez also in that control room. So with that, this is Joseph Orozco, reporting for KIDE Hoopa.